Internet marketing for busy people. Internet marketing is a set of techniques and strategies that a site or business owner can use to increase their brand's visibility. Essentially, this means creating more links, building a following on social media, and getting links to the top of Google. The net result is that it is easier for people interested in your content to find your website, and more people around the net will have heard of your brand and be familiar with it. That means more traffic to your website and more people buying your products or signing up for your services. Internet marketing is so powerful that many people will do the marketing first and then develop the business model second. In other words, they might focus on generating traffic and attention for a website or web page and then think about how they will profit from that web page, generally by selling a product or displaying adverts. Of course, businesses will use this the other way around. They already have a product or service they are selling, and they need to get more eyes on what they're offering. Internet marketing allows them to do this, and when everything goes smoothly, a business can expect a massive increase in turnover and profits. The only problem: internet marketing takes time and money. So whether you're looking to create your blog as a hobby in the evenings, or you're interested in gaining more attention for your existing business, internet marketing requires you to understand a lot of complicated terms and processes and then invest lots of time into making them work for you. This is a problem if you're busy, if your business is already taking up all of your working time and you don't feel like dedicating your spare time to more work. Search engine optimization is certainly not something you can learn on your lunch break, and you need more than a few hours a week to build a social media following. Right? Not necessarily. This report will teach you how to cut right to the chase with the most effective and straightforward internet marketing strategies available. Search engine optimization in minutes a day. One of the aspects of internet marketing you've probably heard the most about is search engine optimization. But what does this term mean precisely? More importantly, how can you implement an effective social media strategy in a few minutes a week? Search engine optimization essentially means that you are optimizing a site or a page for search engines. More specifically, it usually means that you are optimizing said site or page for Google, seeing as Google is the search engine that pretty much everyone uses. So how does this work? What is Google looking for? This is defined by Google's algorithm, which in turn is its calculation for deciding which content is relevant for which searches. Unfortunately, too many people get bogged down by the details of Google's algorithms and by trying to determine precisely how many links they need and the best anchor text. In short, people try to guess the nature of Google second to game the system. This is what many people think that SEO means. But this is not SEO. Or at least it's not good SEO. Because if you try and guess what Google wants you to do and then fill your site with that specific type of content and build those kinds of links, that means that anyone can get their way to the top of Google by using the same techniques, even if the site that they are promoting is not high quality. In other words, as soon as someone finds a loophole to get to the top of Google, Google will plug it. Google does not want a simple formula that bloggers and business owners can follow to get to the top. Google does not care about you. Instead, Google cares about its users and wants to ensure that only the genuinely popular and high-quality content gets to the top. That's why Google has become increasingly good at assessing quality content by looking at things like vocabulary and the use of synonyms. It's also why you see fewer and fewer pidgin English sites at the top of Google's results pages. So, what is good SEO? Simple, it is focusing on delivering high-quality content for your users. If you do that, then your goals are aligned with Google's own goals. Also, if it doesn't promote your site already, future updates will make it more effective at identifying your content's genuinely high-quality nature. So, Write posts that are the correct length for the topic you're writing. Write posts that are filled with genuinely exciting tips. And write posts that are entertaining and well written. This will also mean that more people spend longer on your site. You will reduce bounce rates, which is another important sign for Google. Better yet, if your content is genuinely excellent and exciting, people will want to share it with others, resulting in links being added to your site. Writing high-quality content does not take a few minutes a day, and this will be the most time-consuming aspect of internet marketing. But if you want to get around that issue, consider outsourcing the writing to a professional. Just make sure that you pay enough, you get what you pay for, and that you pick someone who is an expert in the given topic and genuinely passionate about it. Link building. The other part of SEO is link building. That means getting other sites to link to yours. This is also important because it is how Google finds new content online, by following trails of links around the net. What's also essential about link building is that Google treats each link like a testimonial. The underlying assumption here is that if thousands of people are linking to your site, then your site must be at least reasonably good. Moreover, a link tells Google about the subject matter, because typically, sites will link to other sites on the same subject. Again, the important tip here is not to try and game the system. The primary way that people are guilty of doing this is by trying to build as many links as possible by buying them and trading them while giving no thought to the quality of the site linking to them. Google does not like this. Regarding link building, Google's stance has always been that quality trumps quantity. The aim should be to get links on sites that Google trusts as authority resources, not build them on sites no one has heard of. So how do you know if Google trusts a site? Well, if a site has a .edu or .gov domain, there is a higher than average chance that Google will trust it. Google also likes brands and sites with inbound links from these sites. In other words, it acts like a game of degrees of separation. If you can't get a link from Harvard, but you get a link from a site that has a link from Harvard, then this will be almost as good. Another tip is to look for the links in Google's news section, as all these are sites that Google trusts. If you can get a link from any of those, it will be worth a lot. So instead of wasting time sending unsolicited emails begging for links or offering to buy them, the best way to build links is to focus on getting links from the highest quality sites. The good news for you is that this is quicker. Focus on keeping your site top quality, and then send an email a day to the best sites in your niche asking if they'd like to publish a guest post or work together in some way. You only need a couple of positive responses to change the game completely. Social media marketing in minutes a day. Another aspect of internet marketing is social media. This is the process of building up a massive online following of fans and friends on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc., and then being able to let them know about your new products, services, or blog posts as a result. It also means gaining their trust and letting them feel like they're getting to know you, making them considerably more likely to buy from you. The problem is that many businesses have no idea how to go about social media marketing and waste time spinning their wheels. The problem is that many businesses once forget to offer value from their social media. Instead, they think they can treat Twitter or Facebook like an advertising platform by using messages like our new contact management platform will transform your business. The problem with this is that it gives no one any good reason to follow their page. The more successful brands are the ones that offer something interesting or entertaining while keeping it just somewhat connected to their industry or niche. This might mean posting about running a business or contact management and sales. Or, if you have a fitness brand, then instead of promoting your protein shakes, you tweet with tips and ideas for how to train. Better yet is when a company lets people get to know them. This works particularly well for small businesses and personal brands, bloggers that use their names in their branding. People love living vicariously, and this is one of the big positives of the internet, to begin with. It allows people a window into the lives of their favorite content creators and lets them be voyeurs into the lives of others. If you post about running your business, people interested in business will enjoy seeing that personal angle and the honesty of your day-to-day life. Likewise, if you have a fitness brand, posting about your training will inspire and motivate others. And this is where social media marketing can become a much less time-consuming process. Because now, instead of focusing on writing several posts for a few hours each evening, you will integrate social media into your lifestyle. This means that you need to live the lifestyle you promote through your business, but hopefully, if you're passionate about what you're selling and doing, you will already be. If you don't go to the gym regularly, consider whether a fitness brand suits you. So now, posting to social media is something you can do as part of your routine. Did I cook a healthy breakfast that's high in protein? Then, take a snapshot for Instagram. Are you reading an interesting article on fitness on your commute to work? Then share it through your Facebook page. Are we doing a great workout? Then why not share pictures on Instagram or Snapchat? This isn't taking you any extra time because they're all things you're already doing, and by having an app to share pictures and other things quickly, you don't need to wait until later when you're at home. This is the same for the small business. Photos of the technology you use to run your business, pictures of the coffee that gets you through the day, and tips regarding what you're doing to grow your business and sales. Likewise, ensure that you respond to your fans as you collect them by returning their messages or liking their pictures. This does take a couple of minutes, but again, it's on the phone, and you can do it easily while on the way to work or even while the kettle boils. Automation. One other strategy that can save you a significant amount of time in your social media marketing efforts is to use automation. Automation means that you will let tools handle specific processes for you. Particularly significant in this regard is If or If This, Then That. This powerful online service allows you to connect multiple services with triggers and results. So, for instance, you could make it so that every time you upload an image to Instagram with a specific tag, it will be shared as a native image on Twitter. This means you don't need to post your images to both social accounts, and you can keep both more active. Another powerful use for something like IFT is to give yourself a backlog of photos and have them posted to Instagram every day. This way, if you don't have anything new to post, then something will still get uploaded, even without your interaction. One of my favorite interactions is to make anything I like on YouTube get shared with my Facebook page. This is a great way to provide my readers with interesting information and entertainment, and to ensure they always have something to keep reading, and it takes me just a second. I can do the same thing with upvotes on Reddit. This once again turns my social media marketing into a regular part of my routine. For example, I often watch YouTube in the morning while cooking breakfast and read Reddit in the evenings. Now, doing that has become a way for me to provide value in the form of curated, relevant content for my viewers. And it takes just a few minutes a day. Facebook adds in a few minutes a day. If you already have a business selling a product or service, or if you're willing to start selling a digital product from your website, then that means you can begin to profit from your site in just a few minutes a day by using Facebook ads. Facebook ads are a form of PPC advertising. For the uninitiated, this means pay-per-click advertising, which means you pay only when someone clicks on your ad. That means that you are guaranteed viewers on your site every time you pay a few cents. The aim is to direct these visitors where they are most likely to purchase something, such as your sales page. So, for example, if you sell an ebook or a physical product for $50 and you only pay 10 cents for each visitor, then you can afford to have 500 people come to your site, and only one of them buy something from you. That's pretty good odds. If that's not happening, it might mean that you need to tweak the price of said product or reconsider how you've phrased your sales pitch. This can make a massive difference to your profits. The best part about Facebook advertising is that it lets you precisely target the people who see your ads. For example, you can show your ads only to people of a certain age, gender, or special relationship status. You can even choose to show your ads to people based on their hobbies, interests, and income. So, if your business sells wedding dresses, you can set up Facebook ads and send people to a page where they can book an appointment or perhaps even order a dress, or an ebook on the subject. You decide how much you're willing to spend a day and what the most you're willing to spend per click is. Keep this low as you tweak your page for maximum sales. Crucially, you target your ads so that they only show engaged women with the right salary to consider a dress from you. This drastically narrows down the type of person visiting your site and means there's a much better chance that they'll book an appointment if they click the link. If they don't click the link, you lose nothing. And of course, you can also make your ads regional if you have a physical high street store. Conclusions? As you can see then, internet marketing doesn't have to be complicated. It shouldn't be complicated, and if it is, there's a good chance you're focusing on the wrong things. If you want to create a successful internet marketing campaign in just a few minutes a day, then consider this your blueprint. Post a high-quality article twice a week, written by you at the weekend or outsourced to someone else. Send an email a day to a different high-quality site in your niche, perhaps get a virtual assistant to send you a list of addresses. Post to social media as you go through your usual routine on relevant but interesting topics. Use IFT and other automation tools to make your social media presence more comprehensive. Answer messages. Tweak a Facebook ads campaign that sends visitors to your sales page. That's all there is to it. So keep doing this and focus on delivering excellent quality content, and they will come. There's no need to bog yourself down with complex strategies or algorithms. Of course, you can use many more techniques to further your internet marketing in record time.